This is a department that I really enjoy because I get to hang out and see this wonderful province through their eyes. I'm talking about Trade and Investment KZN. I'd like to welcome to the stage Ina Cronier, the board chairperson, Trade and Investment KZN.
Morning, everybody. A recipe for success. That appeals to me, but it immediately made me think of our country and our province. I think we've got all the ingredients. We have the people, we have the position, we have the infrastructure. If we're talking here in KwaZulu-Natal specifically, we have two major harbors, we have an international airport, we've got the sea, we've got the berg, we've got the animals. You look at it, there are so many ingredients. We've got a very thriving manufacturing sector. And somehow, we are not managing to bake a cake large enough to feed everybody. And I think that's what we must grapple with. How is it that you do have the ingredients? Or is there a missing ingredient? Maybe it's how we mix our proportion of ingredients, because we all know if you put too much chili in, nobody will be able to eat it. But boy, oh boy, just a pinch of chili can really make it sing. Maybe the oven is too hot or too cold. And I hope from these thought leaders we can get some perspectives on what else should we do? How should we do it differently? I don't think more of the same is really what's called for. We need to do things differently and really nail that recipe for success so that as individuals, because a country, a province is always made up of individual people who will make their individual contributions, so that as individuals, we will be successful and our collective success will surely drive our country to be the country that it can be. I know people who have said for years, this province is a sleeping giant. We are number two in the country when it comes to contribution to GDP by quite a good margin, but we're way behind Gauteng and we've got more or less the same number of people as Gauteng, which means in its simplest form, that people in Gauteng, on average as individuals, make a bigger contribution to the GDP than we in KwaZulu-Natal do. And there's no ways you're going to convince me that they're smarter than us. What is it? What is it? They certainly not. So I think it's an excellent theme. I'm here to really just say good morning as one of the sponsors of this event, Trade and Investment KwaZulu-Natal, and just give you a little bit about what it is that we do. We are a South African trade and inward investment promotion agency. A foot in the private sector, we operate like the private sector, but we are what used to be called a parastatal, a public entity. Established specifically to promote the province of KwaZulu-Natal as an investment destination and to facilitate trade by assisting local companies to access international markets, and we facilitate international investors to come in and invest here. So it is a kind of a go-between facilitation agency that has the ear and direct links with government, but works with the private sector. Our CEO, Zamu Gwala, is here, and many of our staff are here, and they are, of course, the ones who drive our programs. We, for instance, identify, develop, and package investment opportunities in KwaZulu-Natal, provide a professional service to our clients, because you can imagine an investor flies in from sometimes from very unusual countries, flies in from somewhere where they're not familiar with our customs, with what we have, who we are, and we have to then almost literally hold them by the hand and say to them, this is how you do business here, and make it easier for them to do business. And boy, oh boy, anybody who has tried to do business knows that you have to cut through red tape and jump over hurdles and crawl through hoops and all sorts of things. So that really is one of our key functions, to be that facilitating. We can nag government and we can be nice to the private sector. Sometimes with greater success do we do the nagging than other times, but that is our job. We brand and market KwaZulu-Natal specifically, but of course in the process we are part of South Africa. It's not an either or. As an investment destination, we retain and expand trade because, believe you me, you bring in an investor, they establish a business here, it thrives for a year or two, and very often they run into problems. And then, we can't just bring them in and then abandon them. That's where we then come in, and that retention, business retention, it's a very, very big part of what we do. And business expansion. But then also developing South African countries. We have, for instance, a whole export week where the purpose is primarily to take South African countries that are on the brink of being export ready, and not necessarily only on the brink, but that are becoming export ready, and just help them to actually start exporting. So we're working hard in positioning the province as the premier investment destination. And I did mention the strategic advantages that we have, access to ports and all the rest of it. That really gives us a very big strategic edge, a huge strategic edge across many sectors. Tourism, that's why I mentioned the beach and the berg and the animals and the bush. The beach, the berg and the bush, they always say. The industrial sector, manufacturing, and a number of other sectors. And it's against this background that I express how thrilled I am, but also encouraged to see a full house and to really say to East Coast Radio and the other partner sponsor, Standard Bank, I do believe that collaboration and working together is part of being successful and part of the ingredients that we need to bake that economic cake successfully. A big cake is to collaborate, to work together, and truly to be partners, truly, not against each other, with each other. And with those words, as one of the co-sponsors, I welcome you all very warmly to this event.